Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and welcome to the Wednesday show. So, how is everyone? How's the week going? Is it you having fun yet? Okay, so what's today's show about? It's about feeling good. So it's messages from my spirit guides. I have a couple articles about just ways of feeling better about yourself. It's, you know, one of the principles of the law of attraction is if you want to attract something into your life, first of all, get to a good place, good feeling place. Once you get to that good feeling place, then you open up the cornucopia of whatever you want into your life. But you have to feel good. You have to learn to feel good. So there's an article on feeling good. I'll let my spirit guides talk to you about feeling good. They talk to you on Monday about that. So just so you know, I'm doing the show on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. And I used to do 4 days a week for 45 minutes. So now I'm doing 3 days a week for an hour. And it gives me a little bit of time, especially during the holiday season, to get some stuff done and some other things and set some time up for clients. So if you want to be a client of mine, if you want to me to help you get to where you want to go, in the life coaching, sort of spiritual life coaching, inspirational coaching. I like to call it inspirational coaching. It's really about inspiring you, helping you get to the place, overcoming whatever obstacles that are in your way of getting what you want in your life. That's what I do. That's what I love to do, is to help you get to where you want to be and recognize and let go of whatever's holding you back, any false beliefs about yourself or things that you've drug in from the past that keep you from getting what you want, whether it be a relationship, money, job. Because I'm a big practitioner of the law of attraction, and I really do believe that the only reason we don't get things from the universe, God, source, I call it source, the only reason we don't get things from source is because we're in the way of it. Our doubts, our blocking, our resistance to it keeps us from getting whatever we want. They have a new switchboard and new pictures, and I'm going, what is that? What is that stuff? And I hate to click on anything, because it might just kind of like everything go away. So I have a caller. I'm going to try to get to you because they've changed the format of the switchboard and they haven't explained anything because they don't explain things. What it means. So let me try this and then we'll get into more about how to feel good. And then we'll let my spirit guides talk to you about the Sarah group. I should say just the Sarah group. Talk to you about feeling good. We did this on Monday. I don't know what we're going to do on Friday. I have no idea. So let me see if this will work. They changed it. Okay. Interesting. Hello. Well, they did work.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. This is weird. Who am I speaking to?
My name is Vince.
Hi, Vince. What's going on today? Why do you want to feel better?
Well,
emotionally, we're talking,
just,
not physically, but that would help too, right?
No, I'm just concerned about finding a job right now. I have a seasonal job that doesn't pay much, but it's getting us by right now. But I'm trying to find something that pays more, a more permanent full time. And I'm wondering what you see of that. I wonder if they're sending messages from the other side for me.
Okay, well, you know, I'm not really big into predictions, but I'll give you what I get anyway. I'd rather get into why you're not getting a job or what the universe has to say, your spirit guides or your family, your ancestors, I'll say about why you're not getting it versus if you're going to get it. Because I believe you can always get a job. There's always a job out there. The universe will never hold back from you getting one. It's just matter of what we do as people that keeps us from you getting them. Does that make sense? I don't know if that, it's a real principle of the law of attraction. So let me see if I get somebody in your ancestor family line that has something to say about you and getting a job. They do predictions from time to time. Father's side, it is on your father's side, not your mother's side. Father's side, male energy, could be like a great grandfather kind of. Yeah, it's a direct line backwards, like a great grandfather kind of person. Okay, so what is he saying
all
to
right.
you? He's just going to tell you this, and it's very simple, and it's very straightforward. Before Christmas, you will be celebrating new adventures. As in, well, you're worried about employment. That's what he's referring to. He's not talking about traveling around the world. He basically
right.
is saying that before Christmas, you will have exciting new adventures. Just stay true to your gifts. Not Christmas gifts, but your internal gifts, your abilities, your talents. Don't deviate outside of what you do really, really, really well. That's what he's saying. Make sure that you're focused on what you do really well, and that's what you're going to attract as a job related to your particular gifts. Training is part of it, but it really is more about your attitude, aptitude, and what you're really good at. Just stay with that, because you'll get a job related to that. Okay? That's what he's telling you.
Oh,
so by Christmas,
all right.
By Christmas, you'll be celebrating. Okay?
All right.
Very good. Excellent. Enjoy it. Have some fun.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. You're welcome. Oh, okay. This thing is new and weird, and it's a new thing. I don't know how it's – I don't know what it means. I could push the little buttons, but that would get me in trouble. Oh. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm just – oh, okay. Ah, okay. Just numbers now instead of pictures. Okay, so if anybody wants to call in, you want to get a message from one of your spirit guides or family members, we can do that. That was a beautiful message for him. And sometimes we forget what we do really, really well. You know, I'm reminded of Joseph Campbell who wrote, you know, Power of the Myths, and all about humanity. And he wrote about living in your bliss. And he talked about if you're living your bliss, if you're living your purpose, if you're living who you are as a person, your essence and why you're here, then all of that falls into place. All of that falls into place. So it's about, as going back over to what the message was, if you're living according to your bliss, your purpose, you're honing in on your talents, your abilities, who you are, your training, then, and as long as it feels good, but usually if you're, you know, I'm wandering off here mentally a little bit, and I apologize, and maybe I should just have my spirit guides talk to you about that. And so I'm going to go away, let them talk to you about this topic, about feeling good, maybe it relates to work or relates to other aspects of your life, and then we'll get back to some articles on the same topic. Because I have some really cool points about feeling better, getting yourself into that better vibrational place. Because if you're in a low vibrational place, it really is hard to attract what you want in life. And that's probably one of the, on whatever topic, if you have a low vibrational attitude about whatever the topic is, it really is difficult to attract that in your life. Now, sometimes you think, well, I have a great attitude. I have an amazing attitude. But I would stop you and say, there's something, there's a chink in the armor somewhere. There's something in you that's holding you back. I know it myself. I know it, other people have done the same thing. So you have to really kind of do a lot of self-reflection on, okay, what is my belief system on this topic? And what beliefs, false beliefs about the topic am I holding on to, whether it be a job, whether it be a relationship, whatever it might be. So you have to reflect on that and go, okay, I need to change that. I need to start feeling good about this topic, this place of my life. And you can do it. Absolutely, you can do it. Because I'm going to go back to what I said, that and I make this point that the universe, source energy, will never deny you what you're wanting in life. The only reason you're not getting it has something to do with you. If you're asking, you're going to get it. Now, I'm reminded of this whole thought, but be consistent. You don't have to ask all the time, and then you don't have to change the dynamics of what you're asking. And okay, today I want it this way. No, tomorrow I want it this way. No, the next week I want it that way. You got to be consistent. You have to have a pretty good idea of what you want before you ask, and then just get out of the way. Okay, just get out of the way. So this is the feeling good part, is just getting out of the way. So before I go any further and ramble anymore and babble on about the topic, I'm going to let my spirit guides talk to you about this, whatever they want to talk to you about, and then we'll get back to some articles. And if anybody wants to call in and talk to me, and you'll notice that my information is in the episode information if you want me to have a, you want a personal session with me. And what I love to do, and I'm, is to take you into a place where you can identify those things to let go of and work on letting go of it. And I use a form of hypnotherapy, meditation. It's not, don't worry about the word hypnotherapy. It's really more guided meditation. It's more regression work. And I'd love to take people to the place where they can find answers for what they're looking for and to help them to change your belief system. Get rid of the old beliefs and move into a new belief that serves you in the future. That's what I love to do. I'd love to help you with that. And I can do it through Skype. It's not a problem if you want to do it that way. You know, I'd love to see people. I've done it, actually have done this work without actually just on the phone in the past, which was a bit of a challenge without seeing the person but I've done it. Okay, so let my spirit guides talk to you about whatever's going on in there. Realm of influence. We kind of want to piggyback on George has been talking about. You know, this sounds really redundant for us to talk about manifesting or getting what you want in life and what you need to do. But the more you hear it, the more you identify with it, the more you recognize it, and the more value you can place in the fact that you need to feel good. You need to feel good physically, emotionally, and spiritually. You need to move into a good feeling place. What we want to emphasize in one area that George is probably not going to talk about is living a life of gratitude or appreciation. You pick your term, they're very similar. But living a life of appreciation. We find that people rather think about their problems, rather think about their difficulties, rather think about their challenges, rather think about, oh, this person offended me, or that person offended me, this person did this and this person did that, or, oh, I did this today and I failed in some way or somehow. Instead of moving away from that, away from the problem, We've talked about this a lot, of just turning the problem over, but let's just emphasize this one point again, because it's really important in achieving what you want. It's appreciating what you want. Does that make sense? Follow us on that. Let's say you want a job, and you're unemployed or you're underemployed or whatever's going on in your life, you want a job. The appreciation or gratitude would be that you appreciate working. You appreciate making a living. You appreciate doing and using your talents and abilities. You're moving away from the past. You're moving away from the things that didn't work, whatever problems came up and the reason you don't have a job. Instead of dwelling on that and my boss was unfair and the company didn't appreciate me and, you know, I should have stayed while these other people should have gone. You know, the layoff was unfair. The company, blah, 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 right? All of that. Letting all that go. Stop thinking about the past. Stop thinking about the difficulties. We can apply this to other aspects, well, we will in a moment. But you stop and you start to think about the things about yourself that you appreciate, your talents and abilities that you appreciate. You start to think about the things that you do really well and you did really well in the workplace. You've had those moments in time when you did really, really well in the workplace, when you felt that you achieved a great deal in the workplace, that you feel that you had a sense of accomplishment. So you will appreciate that. You appreciate that fact that, and you're grateful that you had those opportunities to display your talents and abilities, and to, and you appreciate the fact that other people appreciated you for what you did. You can always find that in your life. You can always find those places where you did a great job. Even if it's not in the workplace, even if it's in your personal life where you're doing things that you love to do and people go, well, you're really good at that. You really did a great job on that. You, because you're living your bliss. You're living who you are. You're living your purpose. And people appreciate people who are living their purpose, because when you're living your purpose and when you're living your bliss, and we're applying this to the workplace or a job or occupation of some kind or an avocation in some cases, when you're living that, it really radiates out from you. It really shows, it shines. You're glorious, you're shining, you're beautiful, because you're doing, you're living your bliss, your purpose, and you're feeling good about yourself. So reflect on those things. Appreciate that. Appreciate those opportunities. Appreciate that you can do that. Now project yourself forward a little bit. Take yourself a little bit further forward into your life. Appreciate and see yourself doing those things again. Visualize yourself doing those things again that you love to do in the workplace. If you've never been able to, let's say, reach that potential where you've been able to use your gifts and talents in the workplace, you've done things, the jobs and occupations, which really weren't you, but you did it for survival purposes, you can still project forward. You can still appreciate your gifts and talents and how they're going to be applied in the workplace. You can still see yourself doing things that you love to do in the workplace, in your job, whatever it is. You may not get real specific. You may be a little more general about it, but do that. Really project yourself into the future of doing what you love to do. And then you're aligning yourself with the universe, with source energy, to attract into your life the opportunities to do that. Okay? Now, we could apply that to relationships. You've had some good relationships in the past. You've had some moments where a relationship was really going well. You don't want to dwell on the problems. You don't want to dwell on the difficulties. You don't want to dwell on why you broke up and all that sadness and all that. But you can focus on what felt really good in a relationship, what you really enjoyed about a relationship, what you got out of a relationship that you feel good about. What is it you feel good about in a relationship? What do you enjoy in a relationship, in a friendship, companionship? What warms your heart as to a relationship? So take that forward. Move that forward. See yourself in that situation again with someone. You may not want to be specific. You don't want to picture a person, a certain individual, unless that's appropriate, maybe appropriate. But you can see yourself doing the things that you love to do in a relationship. Now, we would offer this, especially as to relationships, and it can also apply to the workplace and also apply to families. It also applies to friends and neighbors. As you visualize, as you see yourself doing these things that you love to do and those aspects of a relationship that you love to do, think in terms of offering kindness to the other person. Think of yourself as being kind and assisting the other person. What can you do to help that other person feel good? What can you do that's compassionate and kind? Looking back at what you've done in the past, perhaps even in the workplace, you can visualize yourself helping other people in whatever occupation, whatever you do. See yourself helping other people. See other people appreciating your efforts because you've assisted them in some way. It could be a coworker. It could be a client. It could be whatever it is, right? It could be your boss. But it's showing, reflecting on and thinking about how you can show kindness and assist and support someone else in the workplace and the satisfaction you get from doing that. Same thing with a relationship. you can see yourself doing something for someone else in a relationship. Well, let's just give you an example, buying that person a gift, a small gift, doesn't have to be big, but see the person lighting up, the smile, the appreciation for you giving them a gift. So it's not always about receiving to yourself. It's about you extending yourself to someone else, offering yourself, offering kindness, offering gifts, offering things that you know that this person would appreciate. And so we would suggest that if you're projecting forward and if you want to look into a new job or a new relationship, think in terms of what you can do to help other people and visualize yourself doing that in a relationship, right? In a work situation, even your family, even with friends, you know, develop new friends. What can you do to develop new friends? What can you offer new friends and people that you meet that would help them to feel good? It's not always about you. It's about you extending yourself. So you can appreciate those opportunities, appreciate the opportunities to assist others, to do things for other people, to help other people laugh, to play, to smile, to whatever it is, to assist them in their work, to assist them in their project. Think about that. Think about as you project forward, as you look forward into where you want to go into the next stage in your life, whether it be work, neighbors, friends, relationships, family. Visualize yourself doing acts of kindness to other people. And that will open up a high vibrational place where you start really attracting opportunities to do more of that, to actually take what you're seeing and what you're visualizing in the non-physical world into your imagination, into your creativity, to your visualization of doing it. You will create the opportunities to do that in a physical place to other people in a physical world. So think about that. As you're starting to wanting to manifest something in your life, think about how in that particular situation, whether it be a workplace or new friends or new relationship, what can you do? What acts of kindness can you offer to other people? And how can you assist other people to feel better? And then you open up that portal from source to receive opportunities to do that. So what you're asking for and what you're visualizing is opportunities to show acts of kindness. So we're kind of merging the two concepts together. But this is a very important concept to keep in mind. When you're really trying to manifest something, it's not necessarily about you. It's about your opportunities to assist others, to do acts of kindness, to assist others, to help others people smile, to laugh, to feel good about themselves. Going external instead of internal. So we'll leave you with that thought. So think about that. If you're trying to manifest something in your life, whatever it is, how does that help someone else? We'll give you a strange example here and think about it. You want to buy a new car. You want to get a new car in your life. And thinking about how that car would bring you pleasure and enjoyment, but think about how that's going to help the salesperson, that other company. How it's going to help that person who's selling the car, if it's a private party, how is it going to help that person? You're assisting them in some aspect of their life. You're helping some company in some aspect reach their goals. So it's not necessarily about you, but you're doing something, acts of kindness. Think of it that way. You're doing an act of kindness to the seller. You're doing acts of kindness to the seller of a home. Somebody wants to move, right? They need to move. They need to sell their home. You're getting something, but you're also giving them something. You're an act of kindness in a way because you're taking something off their hands that they've done with. They're moving on for whatever reason. Now it's your opportunity to show appreciation for them by purchasing whatever they have to offer. Yeah. Looking at it from a little different perspective, It's not just about you. It's not about what you just received. It's something that you're giving to somebody else that will make their life a little bit easier, right? You've helped that salesperson maybe make the rent that month, okay? You've helped that person who needs to sell their house to move into a new place that they've already decided to purchase, and now that all they need to do is sell the house. You can see the smile on their face as the seller, because now they get to move on. And it could be any particular aspect of life where you're getting something that you're asking for, but how does that help the other person? Okay, how do they keep their job? You buy something, you offer something, you get something. How does that help the other person? How does that show an act of kindness towards them? Think about that as you go through your asking and requesting from the universe certain things in your life, whatever it might be, right? Now, there's areas you probably couldn't attach this to, but for the most part, when you're asking for something, when you're getting something, you're also doing something for somebody else. And see the smiles on their face. Okay? We have to warn George not to get into the negative aspect of that, because that's dangerous for him to go there and think of the negative aspects of that. This is meant as a very positive message, a positive message of you receiving and you're giving and you're showing acts of kindness to someone else, the seller, the bestower upon you of something. Okay? We'll let it go. We'll let you go. So thank you for listening. Bye. Oh, that was a very interesting way of approaching that, wasn't it? That's different. I've never heard that from spirit before. Well, I think I've read something similar to that, but it's kind of an interesting take on the whole thing, is that when you're asking for something from the universe, whatever it might be, you're also doing something for somebody else. You know, I think Abraham material, they talked about a little bit. You're helping somebody keep their job. You're buying something from them. You're keeping their doors open on a store. And you're receiving something. You're doing something for somebody else, right? Okay. Think of it that way. So we're going to get into, anybody else want to talk to me about this topic? Want to get into what spirit might have to say to you on this subject matter? Okay? And we'll get into the couple articles on this whole subject of feeling good about yourself. Because why are we doing this? Because if you feel good about yourself, if you're feeling good, you put yourself into that vibrational match with source energy. And when you get into a vibrational match with, or that magnetic field, as spirit talks about all the time, you getting into that magnetic field, you're attracting what you want in life. You're in that place, you're in that vibrational place to attract whatever you want. So if anybody else wants to get a message from one of their ancestors, similar topic. We're going to stick kind of close to this topic of feeling good. And maybe they get some advice on how you can feel better about your particular situation. Some situations seem very desperate, but once you get past and out of that problem stage or problem mentality and then solution mentality, life can shift and change. So I started on this article the other day, and I never really got to it. It's 99 ways to feel good about yourself right now. Barry Davenport, B-A-R-R-I-E, it's a woman. And 99 ways to feel better about yourself. So this ought to be fun, some of the things. Some of them are very simple. Some are more complex. But I love this. Oh, Barry is a best-selling author with 17 books and counting. She is a certified coach and online teacher with several online courses on finding your passion, building confidence, couples communication. She offers science-backed, proven techniques for real change. Okay, so we'll leave it there. That's a little bit about Barry. B-A-R-R-I-E Davenport. Yes. First point. Now, it doesn't have to be your mother. It says call your mother. It could be call somebody that you really love, somebody you have a really good emotional connection. It could be your father. I will get to you in a few minutes. Let me go through some of this article, and then we'll get back to anybody who has any questions. And ancestors about feeling. This is all about feeling good. So they have a message for you about feeling better about yourself. That's where we're going. Okay? So call your mother, call your father, call your sister, call your brother, call your aunt, whoever you have this really nice connection with. For most of us, this is the person who loves us the most, being your mother. But if your mother's not available, your mother's no longer with us in the physical world, find somebody else that loves you and has your back. So that's what they say. Yeah, your mother. Yeah, mothers believe in you, right? Mothers believe in serial killers. My son, he's not that bad, really. You know, he's only killed 12 people. He's not so bad. He was a good boy, right? Yeah, sure. But you know what I mean. It's, if not mom, then call someone else who is your support person. Somebody that believes in you. Somebody that will go to the mat for you, if that expression means anything to you. Okay? I like the next point. This is really cool. Look in the mirror. Instead of finding your physical flaws, oh, my nose is too big. Oh, my eyes are sagging. Oh, my cheekbones. I just don't, you know, no, none of that, right? Instead of finding your physical flaws, look at your best features, your eyes, your hair, your smile, especially your smile. I think all of us can say, hey, I have a beautiful smile. Focus on that for a minute and be grateful for it. I like that. Be grateful for it. I really appreciate my smile. It lights me up. It feels good. And I would do this when I'm looking in the mirror like this. If you're looking in the mirror, when you look in the mirror, say, I love this line. Look in the mirror and say, wow, I love you. I really love you. You're looking at yourself, of course. You're not looking at your neighbor. I love you. And you're smiling, and I love you. Just say that. Just say that in the mirror a bunch of times. I love you. You're an amazing person. Look in the mirror, smile, and go, I love you. You're an amazing person. Do that for about a minute or two. Anytime you're feeling a little down, go look in the mirror, smile, and say, I love you. Can you do that? I think you could do that, right? My friend in the chat room, what I'm kind of hearing for you real quick, I'm going to make this brief because I need to move on to the topic today. Mother's side of the family goes back. It's a female energy. It's like, I don't think it's a great grandmother. I think it was like an aunt or something like that that goes back about two or three generations. And what is she saying to you? This is odd, but I'll give it to you anyway. It may not mean anything to you, but this is what I heard, so I happen to give it to you. She's saying that there's a certain poem, and maybe from your childhood, there's a certain poem that you should reflect on from time to time, because every time you read that poem or recite that poem, you feel better. So I don't know what that is. So you might want to reflect on that, look back, think back in your child. Is there a poem that when you read it, you felt really good about yourself and the world in general? It's a poem. It's not a book. It's not an article. It's a poem, a certain poem from earlier in life. And if this doesn't make sense, I'm not sure why I get it, but I got it. So look back and think about a poem that you read and dig it up. Look for it. Because every time you read this poem, you'll feel better about you. Because it's all about feeling better about you, and that's a cool thing. Okay, got it? So I'm going to move on here, and I'm going on to the next poem point. The next point. The next point is, wait a minute, I'm waiting for my computer to do the next point. Look in the mirror, write a love note. Ooh, I like this. Write a love note. Let someone you care about how you feel. Spill your guts. Be mushy. Now, obviously, in most cases, this will be, you know, a partner in life, a lover, you know, a husband, a wife, somebody like that. But maybe not too mushy. Maybe it's a best friend. Write them a love note. Somebody you care about and appreciate in your life. Write them a note. Love, not necessarily in romantic, but love as in you care about this person and you want to write them a note of appreciation, and that's the word that comes through. Try that. That'll make you feel better about yourself. And it'll warm your heart to be able to communicate. That's, you know, what the spirit guides talked about, my guides talked about, extending yourself for other people, showing appreciation for them. When you're writing a note to somebody else, it's showing an act of kindness toward them, that you appreciate them, that you love them, that you have feelings for them, that they've assisted you in some way in your life, that they've been an important part of your life. You do that. Okay, enough of that. Okay, let me check back, see if anybody wants to talk to me. Okay, not at this point, right? Okay, so moving right along. We got a lot of these to cover. A lot. I don't know if we'll get through them all. We probably won't. But you'll get the main point here. Okay, list your accomplishments. Now, this may take a little bit of time. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, go on, write them down. Everything that from winning the spelling bee to completing a project on time. It doesn't have to be magnificent. It doesn't have to be huge. I was never a great speller. Never a great speller. But I remember a spelling bee. I spelt a word that I was unfamiliar with. And I spelled it correctly. I don't know, something kind of clicked in the brain that let me spell this word. And it wasn't a huge word. I just spelled it. That means I got to down to the bottom, the top five. And like, whoa, wait a minute. I'm not that great a speller, but I got into the top five. Just because I was able to somehow, some way get that. And I still remember that. It was like a third or fourth grade. It was like, so think about that. Especially when you've accomplished something that you aren't necessarily the most talented in, but you've accomplished something. Write it down. Write down anything you feel that you feel proud about. Look at you. Okay. So look in the mirror and think about that. List your accomplishments. And it could be very personal if you've had children. You know, think about your accomplishments. Think about your child and how your child and your parental skills have helped that child to achieve a certain amount of things in their life. Again, we're back to this idea of accomplishments and acts of kindness, where you've extended an act of kindness, acts of kindness towards another person. You can think of that as an accomplishment. You've helped somebody else, right? Even a little thing, you helped somebody cross the street. You did something, you opened a door for somebody. Little things are going to help you feel better. Because I was really nice today. I did something really nice for somebody, right? Wow, that's a cool thing, right? We weren't all selfish. Number five, and there's 99 of those, but we're not going to go through all of them. But these are really cool. Clean your desk. It clears your brain. It helps you think. It opens the creative channels. Now you're buzzing, and you have a clean, nice, clean desk. Now, funny story. I knew somebody. I don't know what company she worked for. I think she worked for the bill paying or the bill receiving department in a company or something like that. Where, yeah, she would clean her desk at the end of the day. She would take all the things that she was supposed to process for the day and she didn't get to, and she'd just dump them in the trash. And we don't mean that. You know, it's like, well, clear the desk. I don't need to do that. I'll just dump it in the trash, and people's payments never got posted properly. So, no, we don't mean that. Clear your desk. Put everything away. Organize yourself a little better. You'll feel better. If you have a lot of clutter, organize yourself a little better. If you don't know how to organize yourself, get some help in organizing. Get some time management and organizational skills. Take a class, read a book, do something that helps you to organize yourself a little bit. Now, I'm a little obsessive compulsive on that. I have this thing about everything has to be in its little place. Not great on dusting, but I'm great about keeping everything in its place, I get a little fanatical about it from time to time, where I know where everything's at, and I know where to look for things. Going back to, you know, nothing worse than, where did I put that today? Where did I put my keys, right? Where did I put my car keys? House key. Okay. This is cool. This number six is really cool. Now, I've taken this to an extreme myself, so, but do 5 minutes of exercise. Yes, 5 minutes. It's not intimidating, but it will help you get the ball rolling. Let's say things aren't going well during the day. Take a 5 minute walk. Do 5 minutes of stretching. Do 5 minutes of yoga. Do 5 minutes of something during the day. Maybe at lunch. Maybe during your break. Okay? Even a bit of exercise will boost your energy and could be the start of a routine for you. Yeah. I'm kind of chuckling at myself. I'm thinking, so things are going tough on a day. You're having a little bit of a difficult day at work, or, you know, instead of reaching for that another cup of coffee to keep you going, that cup of tea or whatever you're drinking, or that candy bar, go exercise for 5 minutes instead of hitting the vending machine for, ooh, it's a Snickers bar. Ooh. No. Stop. Exercise instead. You'll feel better. No, I'm not saying never eat candy or never eat something, never have coffee, but yeah, you know, it's a nice alternative as a pick-me-up, just to exercise. Go do yoga for 5 minutes, go for a walk, right? Go climb a rock. No, whatever. I don't think you can climb rocks in five. Okay, number seven. We got a long way to go, don't we? I'll check back and see if anybody wants to talk to me. It's about feeling good so you can manifest whatever you want in your life, that you can get into that vibrational match, that magnetic field with source energy, so that you can attract whatever you want in your life. And especially if you're not feeling so great, oh, I'm never going to get it, right? No. Okay, the next point is meditate or pray. Go within. Let your ego drop away. Just be and step outside of judgment for a few minutes. Yeah, turn off the monkey mind for a few minutes. Turn off the doubter, the ego, the whatever is holding you back from achieving what you want. And just meditate. Okay? Just meditate or pray for 5 minutes. There's a great meditation that I've learned and I will share sometime again. And it's a loving kindness meditation, but it's about loving kindness to yourself and to others. And it's a great meditation. And I do it with my chakras. I'll share it sometime again. I've done it before for you. But it takes a few minutes. And by the time you're done with it, you're just kind of relaxing. If you just want to sit quiet, now this is one aspect of it that you can do without going through a whole lot and exercise. And you can do it for yourself and you can do it for other people. And if it's a mantra that you can use and it's just sitting quietly going, I am happy, comfortable, and at peace. And just feel your body relaxing into those words. I am happy, comfortable, and at peace. And just repeat that mantra. Now, you want to extend that out and visualize somebody you know, that somebody you love, and you go, you are happy, comfortable, and at peace. You are happy, comfortable, and at peace. And then maybe there's somebody that you're having an issue with, your boss, your friend, your neighbor, my roommate. You can do the same thing. You go, you are happy, comfortable, and at peace. And just visualize that person going, you are happy, comfortable, and at peace. And then there's a whole litany of things that you can go through that you can attach to that. I am loving kindness. I am love. I am prosperous. I am healthy in mind, body, and spirit. I am safe from internal and external dangers. And you can repeat that for other people. We'll go through the whole meditation again sometime. And you might want to jot down the words. I could give you a website where you can find the meditation. But just the very simple thing of going, I am happy, comfortable, at peace, and just repeating that mantra for a couple minutes. Just relax yourself. And I am loving kindness. And I really like extending that out to people that you may have an issue with or had a little bit of a problem, a little irritation of it. You are loving kindness. You are love. You are feeling love. You are love. I am love. You are love. Okay? You are happy, comfortable, and at peace. You putting that energy out. It's offering loving kindness to somebody. Either you love that person, maybe it's an acquaintance of yours, but maybe it's somebody you're having a bit of an issue with. Think about it. Try it. It's really cool stuff. Good things, right? Number eight. Let me check back with you guys. Okay, moving right along. Wow, we are moving along. This is fun. I'm having a good time with this. Fix your hair and makeup. Okay, fix your hair and makeup. Well, I necessarily don't do makeup, but I could comb my hair, right? I could trim my beard a little bit. You could shave, whatever it is, right? Darn if it doesn't make you feel better. When you look your best, you see yourself differently. And you can look in the mirror and go, wow, you're looking good today. That little makeup thing you did, that little grooming thing you did, makes you look really good today. You're looking really handsome. You're looking really beautiful today. Look, again, we're looking in the mirror. We're saying to yourself, oh, you're looking really good today. You're looking really sharp, bud. Or you're looking really beautiful today. You can do that. Okay? Try that. Next one, apologize. Apologize. If you've done something wrong, apologize. Ooh, that's hard sometimes, isn't it? Swallow the old pride a little bit. Guilt and shame are such unhealthy emotions. Take care of this right away. Even if it's minor offenses, don't forget to apologize. Don't assume here. Apologize. You'll feel better. You'll feel better about yourself. I'm sorry I offended you today. I'm sorry I offended you. How can I make it up to you? Or just let it go. They don't mention it here, but the flip side of this is forgive them. Forgiveness. Forgiving the other person and forgiving yourself for whatever happened, right? Forgiveness is really huge here. Forgiveness. I like number 10. This is a good one. And this goes back to this whole thing, this whole idea of loving kindness and extending yourself out to other people. And it also helps you to kind of clear your life out a little bit. Find something to give away. If you have something you don't need or use, and it might be something someone else might need or use, give it to them. It feels good, like good karma. You know, if somebody comes in and says, that's really beautiful, give it to them. Oh, you're going, wait a minute, that's my brand new 50-inch TV. And, you know, I'm not going to that extreme here. But some people would. I can get another one. You want that? You can have it. Go out and give all your electronics away, right? My computer, you can have it. No, it's the little things, of course, that they're saying, you know. The little things that you no longer use. Look in your closet. What are you not looking? What are you not using that you haven't used in a year or 6 months? That's a good thing to clean out your closet, right? And give it to somebody else, right? Give it to somebody else. And you'll feel better. Plus, you're going to declutter yourself a little bit more. That'll feel better. And then somebody else can use it. Number 11 is along the same line, which is really, no, this is extending yourself outside of yourself. This is feeling good by offering yourself and extending yourself to other people. Lift someone's spirits. You can turn around bad feelings about yourself right away when you channel your energy into making someone feel good about themselves. It's crazy how that works. Help them smile. Help them laugh. Tell a funny story to somebody. Do something that helps them to laugh, right? Why not? Or smile and say good day to somebody. How's your day going? You know, I do this sometimes, and I don't always do it, but it's a good practice to do. If you're at, let's say you're in line at the market or you're in line at somewhere, and just ask that person, how's your day going? Person behind the counter, how's your day going? And compliment them. Oh, I like your jacket. I like this. I like that. How's your day going? Hope you're having a great day. People want to be recognized. And if they have a name tag or if you know the person, call them by their name. I'm really bad about that, but that's a good idea. Like, Ralph, how's your day going, Ralph? How's your day going, Mary? Or whatever the name is. People, we all love to be recognized and appreciated and people to recognize us, right? Okay, so checking. I always check back with you guys to see what's going on. Okay, next one. Change one thing. I like that. Change one thing. Can you do that? Change one thing? If there's something really bothering you about yourself, then pick one small action to change it and do it now. Go ahead. Just a little thing. I'm hearing the word procrastination. Today I'm going to work on not procrastinating. I'm going to jump on my projects. I'm going to take care of my A-list today. I'm going to take care of one thing that I've been putting off. Change one thing, like procrastination, right? Do one little thing. Change one thing about yourself. You have to think about something you want to change, though, right? Isn't that kind of funny? I'm going to skip through this a little bit. I'm not going to go through every point because it's like, oh, there's so much of it. There's a couple I want to really want to go through. Dance in front of a mirror. Put some music on you love. Some music that maybe some Bruno Mars or something, I don't know, whatever turns you on, whatever makes you dance, whatever gets you up, get your feet tapping it on the floor, right? And dance in front of a mirror. How can you feel bad about yourself when you're dancing in front of the mirror? I mean, really, look at yourself. You're looking silly. You're having fun. You're dancing in front of a mirror. You don't even need a mirror. Just put some music on and dance. You're going to feel better. You're going to feel a lot better about yourself. Just dancing. Maybe you want to go dancing. I don't know. That could raise a whole different issue, right? Okay. Phone a friend. What are friends but walking, talking, antidepressants? One dose of a friend a day and you are good to go. Now, I would stop there and say, wait a minute, time out. Make sure that's a positive friend, friend with a positive attitude. Somebody that every time you talk to them, they complain and whine about something. Don't go there. Leave that one alone. Don't go there. Find somebody that you really love to talk to and do it. Somebody that makes you feel better about yourself. Somebody that makes you laugh. Do that. And just do that. So find a friend to call that kind of lifts you up. Somebody makes you laugh, helps you to laugh a little bit, makes you feel better about yourself. It's a very cool thing to do. Okay? There's a couple more. There's a couple here that are kind of cute and fun, and it's something that you could do. Follow through with a promise. If you made a commitment, do it today. Get off your plate. It feels good to be reliable. So if you promise, even if you promised yourself to do something, like I promised myself to go to those movies to see this particular movie because I really wanted to see this movie, don't procrastinate. Do it for yourself. I promised my friend that I would bake them a cake. Then do it. Right, I promise to do this, I promise to do that. Little promises, especially for children. If you promise your children something, do it now. Don't put it off. Oh, I'm so busy, I can't get to. No, do it. Don't compare yourself with others. Don't compare yourself. Don't compare yourself to the 1% of the population that might have looked. Wait a minute, this is weird. This is weird. Okay, so we'll go. You might have more or look better or seem smarter. Focus on your full cup. Don't compare yourself to others. Okay? Write a vision board, or put up a vision board, or write a vision for your life. Write down what you want your life to be in 5 years or 10 years. What does it feel like to be 2 years from now or 3 years from now. Don't get discouraged. Don't get down on yourself. Oh, I'm not going to get that. Just put it down and stay general. If it doesn't feel, if specific things don't feel good, stay as general as possible. Okay? This next one's cute. There's a, how about make your bed? Make your bed. Make a neat bed. Make straighten up your bedroom a little bit so it looks really comfy and cozy and your bed is made and it's ready for, right? Feed the birds. Get a piece of bread. Now, how about buy bird seed instead, okay? Get a piece of bread and walk out and feed those birdies. Or how about buy some peanuts and feed the squirrels in your neighborhood, right? I got some sunflower seeds I can't eat because they have too much salt on them. I'm going to give them to the birds or I'm going to give them to the squirrels in the neighborhood. See if they like them. Okay, I got a bag. I should do that. I should take the bag with me as I go walking today. Remind myself, don't procrastinate. I've been promising myself to take that bag of sunflower seeds, shelled sunflower seeds that are a little too salty for myself, and give them to the little critters in the neighborhood, okay? Hug someone. This is a biggie. Oh, this is a biggie. Huge. We should do this like many times a day, like thousands of times a day, right? Hug someone. They say 12 hugs a day is really good for you. It's emotionally good for you. And it hugging, what it does, what it releases is oxytocin, which is that feel-good chemical. So anything you can do to release some oxytocin into your system so feel good about yourself, do it. And hugs are one of the best ways of doing it. You can hug your pet. So hugs are magical and feel-good portions that infuse you with joy. If you have time, hug someone for the entire day. Okay, that's a good one, right? Go around hugging all day. Hug a stranger if it feels comfortable to you to do that. I know there's people in my area that every once in a while what they'll do is they'll have a sign and say free hugs. Do a free hug thing. I know that. If you're comfortable with it. If you're comfortable. But at least hug friends, family members, pets, neighbors, people that you're comfortable with. Just give them a hug. I think we've become a little sensitive about this sexual abuse thing. I have a comment on that. I'm gonna deviate for a moment because I wanted to discuss that for a moment and this sexual thing that's going on. And I thought of a way that – think about this for a while. And, you know, somebody offends you sexually. Somebody does an abusive sort of thing sexually. They grab you inappropriately. They hug you inappropriately. They do something. And we're human. We do stupid things from time to time, right? Before you run off to your employer or run off to somebody else and say, oh, this person did this thing and it really offended me, talk to that person first. You know, it reminds me of my business thing, you know, in the business world. We encourage this all the time. If one employee did something to you that you felt was, for whatever reason, it set you back and kind of upset you, you address that issue with that employee first. And if you can't resolve it, then you go to management. That was always the thing about it. Or even in my religious training, it was always about deal with that person first. See if you can get some reconciliation, resolve the situation first before you run off to somebody else and take it to the next level. Because sometimes people don't realize what they're doing. I mean, seriously, they don't realize that you're offended by what they did. You know, that's their custom. And you're calling them on it. And they go, oh, I'm sorry, I apologize. You don't necessarily need to take it to the next level in all cases. If people would just practice thinking of, let me deal with you first. Let me see if we can resolve this between us first before we run off and present it to somebody else. I mean, there are really offensive things, and I'm thinking about some of the things that have been happening to some of these celebrities on there, really offensive, and it may not be able to resolve it. But if somebody's called on their bad behavior, they might just reflect on it and go, ooh, yeah, I'm sorry. I really need to change that. I know that's offensive, and I won't do that. But do it with the individual first, and then take it to the next level and see if you get a correction. That would resolve a lot of these issues, because people's lives are being destroyed. Their careers are being destroyed because of stupid things that they're doing. And if people would stop and say, hey, this is really offensive, you know, this really bothered me. Okay, I love you guys. I will be back on Friday. We'll have some fun. We'll do more of this. We'll feel good. Have some fun. Love you. Bye.